It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 8th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Television stations have powerful transmitters, and instead of the sometimes slow and often expensive internet, why not use those transmitters to get TV shows into smartphones, tablets, and other mobile devices? The National Association of Broadcasters' big show is going on right now in Las Vegas, and one key development is called simply mobile TV. It's about add-ons for mobile devices, so you can keep watching when you head out the door. Ann Shelley, a partner at Acta Wireless, is leading the panel on mobile TV at the convention.
A great example is the Today Show. You know, in the morning, you get up, you're watching the Today Show, and you want to walk right out the door and keep watching it. You can do that with this device.
What you see on the mobile screen, be it a tablet or a smartphone equipped with the service, is the same as you'd see live in real time on a regular television. Mobile TV is driven by the signal coming out the TV transmitter, not by Wi-Fi or cell phone services like 3G or LTE, so it's not called streaming.
Streaming is certainly one way to get content, but when you're viewing live content, you're on the go, you know, this enables consumers to have sort of unfettered access to it. You don't have to have a data plan. You don't have the same buffering issues that you get on streaming. So it enables you to take that same living room experience with you for your local channels.
Fisher Communications has been testing mobile TV on some of their stations in Washington State and Minnesota. Randa Mankara, Senior VP of Revenue and Business Development, says a customer could get an add-on device with a small antenna that plugs into a USB port on, say, an iPad.
And then you're free to start watching television. The device will scan and pick up the channels available and let you know what channels are available. And if you go to another market, let's say Minneapolis, for instance, when you arrive, you open it up and you scan and you'll pick up those Minneapolis channels.
Mankara says her company's been gathering audience data ahead of her panel at the NAB convention tomorrow. She would only say this.
We're very excited by the early returns.
Mobile TV is not nationwide, but has made it to stations in some 30 cities so far. Human rights and aid workers around the world could instantly signal that they're in danger using a new bracelet that uses cell phone and GPS technology. According to the BBC, the advocacy group Civil Rights Defenders commissioned the bracelets, which automatically put out a call for help on Twitter or Facebook if the wearer in a conflict or war zone feels they're being kidnapped or otherwise are in danger.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Delta Airlines, equipping more routes with in-flight Wi-Fi. You can buy a Wi-Fi pass at Delta.com. Delta, keep climbing.
The other day we did a thing on the invention of the cell phone 40 years ago. Marty Cooper, who led a team from Motorola, made the first cell phone call to rivals at AT&T's Bell Labs to gloat. Cooper was among five men honored in February with the Charles Scark Draper Prize by the National Academy of Engineering as co-inventors of the cell phone, along with Joel Engel, Richard Frankiel, Thomas Haug, and Yoshihisa Okamura. But we also heard from the daughter of National Inventors Hall of Famer Amos Joel Jr., who passed away in 2008. A New York Times article about Joel was fascinating. Among his many patents was one from 1972 for a way to switch phone calls from one cell to another. Without that, cell phones would not have been possible. A new reason to love radio. Not all stories come with pictures. According to the publication Kotaku, there's a meme sweeping the internet in China. Dogs, real dogs, like Samoyeds and Golden Retrievers in pantyhose. Sometimes pantyhose and pumps. Number of reasons why this practice is appalling. My list is up to 11, and I'm sure you have more. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.